the last word on business.
With Fitzgerald Power, providing tailored accounting services to meet your business's needs. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
Ian Guider is here with the business news. And tell us about misleading advertising by social media influencers.
Really good story in today's Irish Independent that the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission have written to 26 social media influencers and 18 companies that represent other influencers to remind them that they have to put on correct advertising labels when they post content. This is part of a European-wide sweep of social media influencers who get freebies in the entertainment world, in the food world, in the fashion world, in the sports world, people who might perhaps get a free car, people who might get a free holiday, but they have to label this content as advertising, paid partnership or sponsorship. What's happening right now is influencers are using the likes of TikTok and Instagram to post content rather than telling people, hey, I've just had a great meal at a great restaurant. Well, it might be a great meal or a great restaurant, but you have to tell people under consumer protection laws and social media influencing laws that you have been paid to promote this. And when they have looked at this in Ireland, they have found that dozens of social media influencers aren't doing this correctly. Now, you might say, well, so what about it? Because you're getting a free car. If you're getting a nice high-end car, Matt, there's meant to be nothing wrong with it. That is not the point. The point is you should be telling people, I have been paid to promote this like any other marketing or advertising activity, and it is against competition law not to do it. So the warning letters have gone out to these influencers. We don't know who they are, and the agents who represent them brokering deals with companies to remind them of their obligations. This is the first step along the way. And if they don't comply with it, if they don't put up hashtag ad or hashtag collaboration or hashtag sponsor content, well, then the next step will be enforcement, prohibition, and even prosecution, because there are consumer protection laws in this country and across Europe. If any other company was to do this in any other promotion activity, they would be facing the same things. Just because you're an influencer, you have to abide by
it. And this is separate to the tax issues which arose earlier, isn't it? Because sometimes apparently these influencers don't seem to understand benefit in kind. That if, for example, they get a free hotel room and meal in the restaurant, that that actually is as good as income. So they should be paying a chunk of tax for that benefit.
Yeah, this is totally separate. This is about making it transparent for people out there who might fall for somebody who has had a great day at a beauty spa or might have been great shopping day out, but that these are professional photo shoots behind them making people look absolutely best in whatever they're wearing. But this is all part of a commercial arrangement, so that you should know this, that regardless of how good or how high quality the brand is being advertised here, this is paid advertising like anything else, and that should come with the warning that it is being paid for. So therefore you should take that under advisement. And I think we probably will, Matt, given there have been a lot of people will say this egregious breaches of this, I think we might actually see some enforcement activity.
Talking about transparency, tell us about the latest at Trump Social.
Yes, Donald Trump, he's going to have his travails in court right now. But while he's sitting there in Manhattan, and you can bring this up with Callum Marriott, he is today going to be $1.3 billion richer.
On paper.
On paper, because Truth Social, this social networking app, which is now listed on the New York Stock Exchange, they are going to award him more shares in the company, $1.3 billion worth of shares, for the simple reason is when this company listed on the stock market a few weeks ago, its share price shot up. As long as it stayed above $17 per share, Trump will get this money. The share price hit $60. It's fallen back since, but it is above that $17
level. How did it stay above that $17 threshold?
Because all of his MAGA supporters have been piling into it, and also he already owns 60% of the company, so there's a big block not trading. He gets this money. His stake in the company on paper is now worth $4 billion. A few weeks ago, it was worth more because the share price
was higher. But what's it really worth? Because it's only worth something if you can trade it. And he can't trade it at the moment, can he?
Until the middle of September. There's a 6-month lock-in period before he can sell a single share. Could he pledge that as a guarantee to get a loan off a bank or some sort of...
I'm not sure he's allowed to. Is he under American laws?
You potentially can. There are financing companies out there.
See, he has to be careful because he's had a little bit of difficulty with his financial
isn't that why arrangements. He's sitting in court right now? And also why he's been in part of a civil judgment before. Look, I think the issue here is this company, this Truth Social app, it's got a few million users. It's got tiny revenues. $5 million or less in revenues over the past year and tens of millions of dollars of losses. Who's using it? The finest MAGA supporters may be using it, but that's not going to bring in advertising money. But if he can hold on, if he could just find a sucker to buy these shares, man, which is what all great business people have done in the past.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.